Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
80 years ago today, June 6, 1944, the invasion of Fortress Europe, landing at Normandy. Thank you for being here today, 855-839-1210. We are now streaming live on YouTube. It's something I wasn't expecting today, which is why I'm just wearing a Phillies t-shirt. But since we're doing so well and it's red, white, and blue, I feel good. I feel good about my choice of wardrobe today. 855-839-1210. So jump on YouTube. I got a haircut today, fresh haircut. And you can do that right now, all right? Biden struggled through the D-Day ceremony. It was bad. I want to play a little clip. This is him telling Emmanuel Macron, the head of France there, that he's got to leave ahead of him.
Sorry, give me one second.
Yeah, this is just bizarre anyway, whatever this is that he says here. And then he just walks away, and Joe Biden just leads him away from everybody. I don't even understand this, why this happened. Biden fell asleep today. Biden tried to sit in an imaginary chair today. And then Biden rambled and rambled about Ukraine, as if bringing up the war in Ukraine is what is appropriate on the 80th anniversary of Normandy, the day that would the single day that would change the trajectory of the war and would lead to the end of the war 11 months later. But, you know, Biden can't help himself. So he's always got to go there. He always has to just, you know, go there. Do you have that clip, Matt? All right, take a listen. It's very strange and hard to hear, but he turns around to the French president and says, they told me I got to walk ahead of you. I got to get out of here ahead of you. And then they leave. That's because Biden was falling asleep during the D-Day observation. Today was the worst day. In my opinion, today was the worst day yet. Biden's had a lot of bad days. Today was super bad. Everybody's watching all these World War II veterans who actually were like who actually stormed the beaches of Normandy. These people look better than Biden does. And it's not lost on anyone watching how bad our president looks physically, how bad he sounds mentally, all of it. We're going to have a guest joining us in just a moment. But I just want to mention this, though. I think this is really important to note that when the success of D-Day happened, when they the D-Day invasion. Oh, we got. OK, the D-Day invasion was almost betrayed by a crossword puzzle. So we have our guest. All right, wonderful. Let me go right to her then. Jessie Jane Duff. You know the name very, very well. Jessie Jane is a gunnery sergeant, United States Marine Corps, retired, and the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump, also an ambassador to the America First Policy Institute. Jessie Jane, thank you for joining me today in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Oh, excited to be here. You know, we watched that president blumber through his D-Day presentation, and it and to your point, it was embarrassing. It's almost as if he was trying.
Oh, Jesse, are you there? I don't know if she's there. We're having some
on
phone
about Russia.
Yeah. Sorry, you broke up a second, but go ahead. Start over.
Sorry,
if
do you hear
could.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, certainly. I said, well, it was quite embarrassing to watch our commander in chief go to D-Day and not, you know, the D-Day honorary ceremony and not actually address the very men that were sitting right in front of him who had served on that fateful day and talked about the dedication of those who hit those beaches, many of them never to return home to become fathers or left their brides behind. It didn't have the emotional pull that many of us were used to seeing with presidents such as Ronald Reagan and President Trump just not that long ago on the 75th anniversary. You pull up those speeches and your heart just aches for what the sacrifice was. Instead, I felt like this was almost a dual campaign speech talking about the threats to the world and those in which democracy is threatened and Putin, and he had to throw in his diversity clauses to make sure that he got his campaign rhetoric out. And it also just didn't have the emotional sentiment to it. It more or less was blumbering and twisted. He does not look like he is on point. And it was just kind of crushing and disappointing because this 80th anniversary is never to happen again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think I was just ashamed today. I really was. I was ashamed and I was so angry to hear him bring up Ukraine and to bring up and push his agenda. I was about to say, yep, too, I thought Hillary Clinton's tweet today was just so incredibly insensitive and outrageous and over the top, trying to subtly compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler. I'm just, what's with these people?
It's tragic that this is where they have gotten. They can't attack on the policies of Donald Trump because they know that they were all successful. So they can only attack his character. But yet they seem to forget he was our commander-in-chief for 4 years. And he put out, Joe Biden put out his Veterans for Biden tweet today, which I thought was the most inappropriate day because they essentially were making, they were giving their left-wing talking points, these vets that look like has-beens, in my opinion, that did not look like they had the credentials to even be speaking about him as a commander-in-chief. They were saying that Trump was a draft dodger, which do they realize that Joe Biden had avoided Vietnam 5 times, his deferments, and it had nothing to do with education. He was already out of college, and then you hear this man get up there and bloviate about how he was going to go to the Naval Academy. He was accepted when, in fact, if that were the case, he would have never been going to the Naval Academy. They turn around and use these talking points from the left that was disparaging remarks that they tried to suggest that Donald Trump had said about veterans when, in fact, those very remarks had been refuted by Bolton, who is no fan of Donald Trump, who was in his National Security Council. I have met with President Trump myself. He is a sensitive and caring person, particularly those for the fallen. He met with all of the Gold Star families not even 2 weeks ago at the Pepsi Cola 600. These were the Gold Star families predominantly of Abbey Gate when Afghanistan fell. Mm-hmm. And to this day, Joe Biden has not said their names. He also said the names of those that have served in Jordan that were hit by the Iranian drone, the three that were killed that Joe Biden never even mentioned in his State of the Union address. Joe Biden has had active duty military men and women killed on his watch that he has yet to honor, yet to respect, yet to give the dignified presentation that he should. When their bodies came home, we all know that he looked at his watch multiple times, despite the fact that Jen Psaki tried to write in her memoir, he only looked once. The family member said he kept looking. He is so out of it that he doesn't have the mental discipline to not do the habitual behavior that he has of looking at his watch, which I would compare to a teenager continually looking at their phone, even though there's no message there waiting for them. Mm. But this is just where we have gotten. We have a commander-in-chief that has degraded our military to a point where we're having difficulty meeting our recruiting goals. We have the potential of multiple wars on multiple fronts. He did not address the Putin-Ukraine situation early enough when the Ukraine had a fighting chance, the technological advantage over Russia early on. They dragged their feet in providing the support. So now that Ukraine is just trying to hang on till Donald Trump can get into the White House and negotiate a peace deal. All we have has been chaos. They have enabled Iran. His National Security Council has a man, I can't even say his name, I don't recall it, but he actually has represented the Palestinians and the causes of Hamas. He was a protester at Georgetown University and now is an advisor right there with the president. So make no mistake, it is all planned that they support Iran, and they are very limited in what they will support with Israel. And Israel has to go at it all but alone, because this White House has been so fickle and feckle with our largest, our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Jesse Jane Duff, since you are a Marine, and thank you for your service, and since you are the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump, can you please help me once and for all end this ridiculous lie that the left keeps spreading that Donald Trump went to Normandy and called the people there losers?
Yeah, that's the one that he... Joe Biden tries to address in his Twitter post, and I'm assuming Facebook and others, that that he will respect veterans. That was refuted several times by those, I believe it was Bolton that was there, that said it never happened, and others who had said it never happened. This is one of those things where people who get disgruntled create these statements, and the left is known that if they repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. It's more or less like the hands up, don't shoot that we knew about in Ferguson, when in fact it was discovered that through the autopsy that the hands were never up, that his hands were down as he charged towards the police officer. But you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it. And I would just dare to say, you have a commander in chief that honors the Gold Star families, and you have a commander in chief that will never say their names. So please tell me who really disrespects the military. Who had us pulling out of Afghanistan like a bunch of Keystone Cops, not knowing which direction to fire, and having 13 service members that were killed by a suicide bomber because they couldn't even allow the sniper to take out the suicide bomber when he was spotted. We all know that the sergeant in the Marine Corps had testified in front of Congress that he couldn't get his leadership to consent to him firing upon the suicide bomber. We know that those Marines that were there, none but one, had been in Afghanistan prior to that deployment to now rescue people. They were not infantry trained Marines. So that debacle was a callous attitude of let's just get out regardless of the cost, regardless of the emotional turmoil that will be presented to these families, and the death toll that was completely unnecessary. So, you know, I don't even want to hear this garbage, because they cannot validate that claim by any other than their pure gossip to undermine this man. And like you said, Hillary Clinton comparing him to a Nazi, she has not one ounce of evidence of that. Meanwhile, she was allowing her husband to speak overseas with making money that she was signing off on as Secretary of State. She put out the Steele dossier. Her campaign funded it. We know this to be true and a fact, and essentially did election interference throughout 2016 with the electronic surveillance upon the the Trump campaign, and yet she was never held liable, but yet they want to go after a bookkeeping error, so to speak, with Donald Trump prior to him even being in the White House and call it election interference. I just am saying we have more examples of presidents who have done dishonest and unethical measures to sit back and try to suggest that Donald J. Trump is even at their caliber of deceit is completely shocking. He's the most investigated man probably ever in the history of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
They claim that he cheated on his taxes, and when they got released, the J6 committee couldn't say one thing because there was no evidence of cheating. They've gone, they believe they'll find something. They prosecute in search of a crime. But what these liars and cheaters don't realize is he actually has ran his business ethically, and they are never going to get anything on him. They've had to generate their crimes and manipulate the legal system into like a Gumby in order to try to stretch laws that were never intended to for the purposes in which they are doing, to essentially prosecute the number one candidate, the candidate for the GOP primary, because they can't beat him at the ballot box.
Listen, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate your service. Real quick, before I let you go, tell us, as a Marine, the significance of D-Day from your perspective, Jesse Jane Duff.
Well, D-Day is very familiar to everybody who has served, that we know that there were waves and waves of men that knew that they would be going into their death, and they did not question it. We wish that more people would serve this country, not because they want to, but because they need to. And, for example, not one of those young men wanted to die that fateful day, but yet they knew that their service had a purpose. And if people would put purpose back into their lives instead of celebrating their themselves on a celebrity level, our country would be in a much better place if our politicians did the same. I would also like to ask every veteran out there and military family to please join our coalition on the campaign. We want to show that Donald Trump has the largest support of any of the veteran community of any president, past or present. And they can sign up at veterans.donaldjtrump.com. That's veterans.donaldjtrump.com. And they will find the website and just sign up. We want this coalition to have, there's 22.5 million veterans. There's no reason we can't get a million vets. Show your fortitude. Show that you stand by this president. Show that you're fearless in your support. And I'm calling all the veterans and military families to do so.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your service. Follow Jesse Jane on Twitter at Jesse Jane Duff. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, take the hill. We have an election to win.
You bet.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Premier full-service resort and conference center. Grand Hotel, CapeMay.com.
This is our happy hour, and I want to make sure, I'm going to take your calls in just a second, but I want to make sure that I'm not, it's a joke not being played on me right now. Karen on Twitter just texted me, and she said, well, tweeted me, he did say Bo died there. Did he say Bo died in Normandy? Did he say that today? That's a joke, right?
I don't know. I didn't say it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. That's the problem. Is that I would not be surprised if he said I lost my son on D-Day. He's had Bo dying everywhere. Bo's died in more places than any. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. And by the way, Bo's ex-wife, or I'm sorry, not ex-wife, but Bo's wife, who became Hunter Biden's lover, testifying in court today that yes, Hunter Biden, she threw the gun in the dumpster. What a freaking weird family. Let me go to, but this is our Grand Hotel happy hour, and it's brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May. We'll be there live June 21st for our next live show. We'll be storming the beaches of Cape May, June 21st. I want to see you there. Zioli Army and the Admiral of the Zioli Navy, Jimmy Fallon, is going to be joining me as well. So you better be there. And don't forget, June 25th is our next Politics and Pints with Navy SEAL, my man, Jack Carr, his new book, Red Sky Morning. You're going to get a copy of it signed, and Jack's great. So mark that on your calendar. Get your tickets today at 1210wphe.com because it will sell out, okay? Bill is in Langhorne. Bill, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay, Rich. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Yeah.
But I sent you a photo of an obituary I found a few months ago of my uncle, who was killed in action over Italy in March of 1945.
Hmm.
and it fills in a lot of details that I didn't know about before. But he's my namesake. And so I thought I'd send the obituary to you, and you know, I really didn't expect to get on the phone with you today, but it's one of those days that, especially after Memorial Day, it's close to my heart, because my uncle was in training, from what I understand, during D-Day. He got his flight training in Texas and got his wings in 1944. And according to the obituary, he flew one more mission than he needed to, and was shot down over Italy. And they found his remains and shipped him back here in 1948. And he's buried in Vineland, New Jersey now, not too far from where they lived.
No kidding. Lieutenant William Craven.
Yep. Junior.
Bill, thank
he
you.
Was, he and my father were both born in Scranton, and they were living in Vineland when he volunteered.
Now, I just want to make sure, to be clear, your uncle was not eaten by cannibals, right?
No, he wasn't. Okay. As far as I know, there were no cannibals in Italy at the time.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. Bill, I never received, you said you sent me the obituary. I don't remember getting it. Did you email it to me?
I sent it in your email.
Okay. I'll let me take a look. I stink at checking email. I'm not going to lie. But
you picked up a couple of things that I've sent in emails, and I don't do Facebook, so
I got you.
I thought I'd just drop it in the email, and you'd have a hard copy of it if you wanted to make use of it.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate the call, my friend, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Let me get to Ralph in just a second. Ralph, before I get to you, though, I wanted to make one last point about Operation Fortitude, because this was fascinating to me. It really is one of those things. I remember reading about this years ago, and it was at the World War II Museum in NOLA. The D-Day invasion was almost betrayed by a crossword puzzle. One of the answers in the London Daily Telegraph newspaper in February 1944 was Juno, the name of the beach where the Canadian Army was scheduled to land on D-Day. The next month, one of the answers was gold. And the following month, one of the answers was Sword. These were, as you know, the names of the beaches where the British Army was due to land. On May 2nd, one of the answers was Utah. And on May 22nd, another answer was Omaha. These were the names of the beaches where the Americans would land. In the May 27th edition of the crossword, Overlord appeared. And on May 30th, one of the answers was Mulberry. Overlord was, of course, the codename for the invasion. Mulberry was the name of the artificial harbors the Allies were constructing in British ports. British intelligence decided that this could not be a coincidence and that possibly somebody was trying to tip off the Germans to the invasion. They discovered the person responsible for this crossword section was a man named Leonard Sidney Daw, headmaster of the Strand School in South London. During the Blitz, the school was moved to Effingham in Surrey in southeast England for the student's safety. It turned out that Daw was not a German spy. Instead, he would occasionally let his students come into his study and write down answers to the crossword on a piece of paper, and then he would provide the clues. The students had inserted top-secret code words that they had heard from American and Canadian soldiers stationed near Effingham. Daw and the students were totally unaware that they were putting the D-Day invasion at risk. That's something. Amazing, right? Ralph's in Broomall. Ralph, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rich. Long time no see. How you doing?
All right, pal.
Good, Rich. Now, I just want a couple of things. First of all, the last call of Bill, really tragic there, especially since I think his father was killed. It was in March. And, you know, the war ended. Hitler committed suicide a month later. Mm-hmm. So that makes it even tougher. But the other thing, I tuned in late, and you were talking about the double agent, you know, that confused the Germans, that would fool them about Calais versus Normandy. All right, now, you might have said this, you might not have. I tuned in late. Do you know what became of that story, how it became a movie series or not?
No.
You aware of that? Okay, this is the deal. The head of the British intelligence at that time, this is the giveaway. You're going to figure this out, Rich. It was Ian Fleming, okay? Mm. And that double agent, the guy he was like a playboy, and he played around a lot, and he did this, and he did that. He was a double agent. He gave, after the war, he gave Ian Fleming the idea to start the James Bond series.
Love it. Love it. Fantastic.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It fits. Okay, but that's not originally what I called about. You know, I understand that, you know, we're the children of our, you know, our parents who had served. Very proud of my father's service. He was 101st Airborne, World War II. He was in four battles. He went, you know, North Africa, Sicily, Holland, and the last one was the Bulge. So anyway, you know, he had come back, and, you know, born a few years later. And we have our son, who was a student at Gettysburg College. He graduated, I don't know, about 10, 15 years ago. Anyway, at Gettysburg College, you know, there is one of the buildings there's called the Eisenhower Building, because that's where Eisenhower lived, where he used to train the troops in World War One. All right. Now, every year the college would just select several students to live in that building, in that house, because it was like a dormitory. It was like four or five bedrooms. And my son, Mike, he was selected the one year. So he you know, he got to sleep in the, and lucky as the kid was, he got the master bedroom. So I had to explain to my son, you know, about history and World War II and everything else. And I said, Mike, you gotta understand, President Eisenhower would be very proud to know you're the grandson of one of his 101st Airborne guys.
Yeah.
And Eisenhower has, yeah, oh yeah. So I just thought that was really cool.
Very cool, Ralph. Always good to talk to you, my paisan. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that history with us.
And one of these days, Rich, I mean, you know, with Jersey guys, I got to get you to move across the river over to Pennsylvania, Rich. You're going to be so much better off.
I've been trying, but Jersey, it sucks me back in. I'm like Michael Corleone, you know, just when I thought I was out, you know? So
yeah.
One day, Ralph, one day.
Rich, one other thing. We just came back from Italy. Actually, we flew over, you know, Normandy. Couldn't really see it, but I was there back in the 80s. I did see the graves and everything else, but I'm going to save this for next week. In Italy, I learned something, why it's in my DNA that I'm a Republican. And I'm not going to talk about it today.
All right.
I'm going to catch you next week. And you're going to be so surprised that these dots just fit together. And I'm going to catch you next week, Rich.
All right, Ralph. Thanks, buddy. You know, the Italian campaign was also amazing, too. How we liberated Italy and the invasion of Sicily, too. Is a remarkable story, but for another day. This is about D-Day, but let me also, I wanted to play this for you. This is these are some veterans from D-Day. There's a little news story that was put together with some of the men who were there on the beach that day. Matt, I texted this to you before the show. It's one of those. It is, I think it was, yeah, American World War II veterans in France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Take a listen. If we have it.
Hang on, I'm queuing it up.
Okay. Cue it up. We'll do it live.
Welcome a plane of American World War II veterans returning to France to remember a defining day in history.
Oh, it's mixed emotions. Yes, but I'm glad I survived it, and I'm glad we won the war.
June 6th marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day, when Allied forces invaded Nazi-occupied France at Normandy, a major turning point for the war. Even after all this time, these heroes remember why they risked their lives.
Oh, ma, it was a period in which I felt that mankind had lost its way.
Every year, many people find their way back to Normandy, where some can tell tales of war while others listen.
I've been here quite a few times since the invasion, and every time I come back, I get closer to the people.
Really emotional. Also to see like all these people gather around with the American flags and like you guys are our heroes. It like really touches my heart. It must touch their heart too.
Fewer and fewer veterans turn up at the memorial event, but even in their advanced age, these veterans say they will make the trip as long as they can.
I am the luckiest man in the world.
For Inside Edition Digital, I'm Mara Montalban.
Very nice. There's so many great interviews that Martha McCallum's been doing on Fox News with some of these guys. Unbelievable. Jesse Jane Duff made a great point about Trump and all the investigations and everything. I want to play this clip for you. This is 50 Cent. Rapper 50 Cent. I think it's how you say it, 50, right? Like, I don't want to say 50 and not sound hip. It's 50?
Yeah.
It is Fitty. Thank you, Kirk, for confirming that. Fitty, he was on Capitol Hill, and this is why he said that a lot of black men are identifying with Trump. Now, I'm not a black man, so I won't speak for that, because I got yelled at the other day by some wacko on Twitter. So I'll let Fitty do it. Cut 18.
Have you made a decision?
I haven't.
Okay. What do you think is a significant...
Thank you.
Just last question. What do you think is a significant African-American men in this election?
Both of you. I see them identifying with Trump.
Why do you say that?
Because they got RICO charges.
Yeah, because exactly. And this is it's a point Byron Donalds made on the show the other day. Right before he trashed Jim Crow laws, Hakeem Jeffries, you freaking liar.
Yeah, he did not do what Hakeem Jeffries claimed. I've now listened to that clip probably a dozen times, and he was not praising Jim Crow law. I see it all over Twitter, too. It's insane.
It's insane. He trashed Jim Crow laws on this show, and the next day Hakeem Jeffries stands up like the pompous jackass that he is and proceeds to lie and say Byron Donalds was praising Jim Crow.
He explicitly trashed Jim Crow.
We have the audio.
Yeah, I can pull it up if you want to hear it again.
Yeah, pull up the audio because we've got the receipts. While you do that, let me go to Lee in Lansville. Lee, thanks for the call. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, I got a few stories to tell you about my Uncle George, who was a bomber pilot, B-25 bomber pilot. And there were three little quick stories. Number one was on this one mission, as they go from high altitude down low to drop their bombs, and they pull out. And on the way up, he got hit by flak, and one of his engines got knocked out. So he had a decision to make. And that was, if he wanted to keep up with the squadron, which is a lot safer than being alone, he had to keep that one engine that was left on full force. So these engines were only allowed to put them on wide open for 90 seconds. That is, on the dive down and come back up. So he did. He kept the engine on full force, full throttle, and trying to make it either away from the enemy's air territory or maybe see as far as he could go. Well, it turns out he made it all the way back, but on the way he said, he looked out the window and he would see a red glow from that engine that was working. And he said when they finally landed and shut that engine off, he said it was just one big mass of molten metal. And it never ran again. That was one little story. And the second little story was similar when he went into diving down to drop the bombs and then pulling back up after he was upside down. Yeah, it was upside down following the guy ahead of me, and somebody had to tap him on the shoulder. So he pointed down at the one of the gauges, and you could see, and he had to flip the plane over. But the final story is, this was a little bit sad because he was loaded on a bomb. They were going a long-range mission, loaded with bombs, and as a squadron of 17 planes. And as they're going down, as he was going down the runway, one of his tires blew out and spun him off the runway into the mud. The sad part of that story is none of these 17 guys, 16 guys ever came back. They were all shut down. Yeah. But anyway, he wouldn't tell any of these stories for months and months after the war. And then his three brothers would get him alone and get him a few beers in him, and he finally stopping up, start telling stories. So that's what I have.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it with it. I really do. It's important to keep that history alive, Lee. We got to do it.
You got it.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeal. You know, it's like when I was what Lee just said kind of reminds me of the Band of Brothers and how Wild Bill and Babe Heffron, they never wanted to talk about anything after D-Day. They never did. It was only until the book came out, Band of Brothers, in 1992, that even their family realized the stories of what they did on D-Day. And then in the weeks and months that would follow. Really, truly amazing. Members of both families said that they didn't even want to do the monument. They said Bill and Babe wouldn't even want it, the one in South Philly. But Heffron's daughter warmed to the idea of her father and her best friends inspiring others. They were both born in South Philly in the spring of 1923. These are the guys that they're memorialized. I mean, the Band of Brothers is based on them. Two of the guys, anyway. And they met in Europe in 1944 when Heffron joined Wild Bill Grenier in Easy Company, the esteemed paratrooper unit of the 101st Airborne Division. Their 2007 book with journalist Robert Post, this is from the Inquirer, Brothers in Battle, Best of Friends, details their experiences during Holland's Operation Market Garden and Belgium's Battle of the Bulge. Grenier also took part in the D-Day invasion. Heffron was there for the capture of Eagle's Nest. That's, of course, the Führer's mountaintop chalet. But even their children were unaware of their heroic acts until the 1992 publication of the book Band of Brothers by Stephen Ambrose. That inspired, of course, the TV show on HBO, which if you have never seen it, you absolutely should. Grenier said he knew his father had lost a leg in combat, but the one time he'd asked for details on the eve of his own stint as an Army paratrooper during the Vietnam War, the response he got was, "The war's over, kid, forget it." Wild Bill didn't tell his son he earned his nickname with his boldness in battle. A seeming fearlessness that intensified after his elder brother was killed while fighting in Italy. He didn't describe how he lost his right leg as a result of the injuries he suffered while helping a wounded soldier during the Battle of the Bulge. Nor did he reveal that he'd broken the same leg 2 months earlier when he'd been shot by a sniper in Holland, and that he then used black shoe polish to disguise his cast so he could rejoin the company. Imagine that, the courage of that. He was a humble man. Him and Babe, they didn't care about fame, they didn't care about money. Maintaining a low profile became impossible after the miniseries debuted to popular and critical acclaim. Wild Bill's phone number and address were listed in the white pages, making it easy for strangers to find his home. You'd call him and he'd say, "I got two broads from Kansas here, I can't talk to you now." Heffron died in December 2013, Grenier in March of 2014. The idea of honoring the pair bubbled up soon after, and the city of Philadelphia imagined a memorial showing both as young men. But that wasn't how Wild Bill's family wanted him remembered. None of us knew him with two legs. That's what he gave to the war. So the family didn't oppose the project. They began working privately with a sculptor to create their own memorial of the Wild Bill that they knew. The 8-foot bronze statue, installed in Delaware County Veterans Memorial Park in Newtown Square in 2015, shows Wild Bill as an older man in a well-worn and creased uniform standing tall on one leg while holding two canes. And the city unveiled the statue of a young Heffron by artist Terry Jones the same year. And pretty remarkable stuff. So if you haven't got a chance to see those, it's right in our backyard and really amazing, too. I think about it. I really do. And there's a great quote here. It was when they unveiled the monument, they had municipal court judge president Patrick Dugan, a retired Army paratrooper who served on the Philadelphia chapter of the 82nd Airborne Association, spoke at the ceremony. And he said, quote, "In history, we talk about General Patton, General Eisenhower, Alexander the Great. In reality, war is won or lost by the regular men." That's something. So if you think about the Band of Brothers and the Philly connection, it's right here. I know I got to take a quick break, but we got Byron Donalds. I'd like for you to pay attention to the part where he praises Jim Crow laws in this clip.
Does not happen.
Pay clear attention to where Congressman and potential vice presidential candidate Byron Donalds praises Jim Crow laws. Go ahead. The black male vote is huge. The black vote in general. And Trump is clearly doing better with the black vote than any Republican has before. Biden's panicking over this, as he should be.
Well, look, I'll tell you this about the black male vote. What's happening with black men in America, but I think writ large, just everybody in America, but especially men in America, is they see the foolishness. They see that America is falling behind, it is failing. When I talk with black men, the number one thing we talk about is wealth, is generational wealth, building wealth, moving money on to their kids, building something in America, not just having a job. You know, not just being able to have the right to vote, because let's be honest. Ain't nobody stopping a black man from voting in the United States of America. Not today. That did happen in the Jim Crow South. Democrats, by the way, because the Democrat Party is the one that brought Jim Crow, and they kept Jim Crow because they wanted to keep slavery around, couldn't have that. And so because of that, they wanted to keep indentured servitude and they wanted to keep black people down. That was the Democrat Party in the Deep South that pushed Jim Crow. But today, black black men are not listening to that stuff.
There you go. You know, clearly praising Jim Crow in that clip. Clearly.
That's not what I heard.
So obvious.
I have no idea what Hakeem Jeffries was talking about. And it's disgraceful that other people are jumping on that and rolling with it, even though that's clearly not what occurred.
I think you're wrong. I think he clearly praises Jim Crow laws there.
I disagree.
What the dumbest time ever. By the way, I have to say, I like the camera at my home studio better than this one. The angle. Everyone's shooting down. It's shooting down at me, and everyone's commenting on how much weight I've lost, which is very nice of them. And I have. But it's a weird angle. It's like, see what I mean?
Oh, you hit it.
It's like shooting down. What is this? What year is this? And the lighting stinks. And by the way, this stupid arm thing that I've broken so many times. I'm just saying, my home studio setup is way better.
I'm impressed that you hit it with the piece of paper. I got to be honest.
You're saying I have no athletic ability?
I didn't think you were going to make contact. I'm kind of impressed.
See if I can do it twice. Here we go. If you're streaming on YouTube, you're going to see. Oh, missed that one.
You kind of missed that one.
Okay, I can do best out of three. Hang on. Here we go. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. Damn.
Oh, that was your worst
that
one
was
yet.
Awful. All right, let me try this one more time. If you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed a dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and inviting as ever. I was just there. I picked up my XC60. Great SUV. I love it. But as you can see behind me, and you actually get a better shot at my home studio, but we are broadcasting from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios where relationships matter because Cherry Hill Volvo is our studio sponsor. And if you go right now, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member on top of their already incredibly aggressive incentives and promotions. And because the renovation's going on, and Judith knows that's a little bit of an inconvenience, not a big one, though. I've been there, like I just said, but they have lots of specials for you right now. And relationships matter. Cherry Hill Volvo, they always strive to do what is right. And they work hard to match their customers with the perfect Volvo. Maybe you want the XC40, the XC60, the XC90. That's the third row SUV that Bridget drives. Or the S-Class made right here in the United States of America. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you'll have an incredible experience. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Our studio sponsor, the only Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Where relationships matter. Okay, ready? Here we go. Son of a... Why do I even try? I have no athletic ability whatsoever.
Of course.
You should have went out on top. You were one for one, and now you're one for...
I can't
stop
go out.
Doing
I,
it.
No, I got to...
You're going to break it.
I'm not breaking the camera. I'm going to hit the...
What are you doing?
I'm not going to have any live reads left to read.
Well, you got that top. One. There you go.
All right, there we go. There's victory is mine. Victory is mine, finally. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Real quick, I got to play this for you. This is here now. I want to play this here. I got a couple of things, but regarding, I got a lot more D-Day coverage for you. Don't worry. I got a lot more stuff to get to, including Reagan on D-Day in 1984. But here is Andrew McCabe. So now the Democrats are all panicking that Trump might be trying to throw his political opponents in jail. These people have absolutely no sense of irony here, as they're going after Trump in four different venues, which, by the way, they're all collapsed, except for New York, which eventually will be overturned. But Georgia, done. That is now on hold indefinitely. The classified documents case, that's blowing up so bad. It's very possible Judge Cannon, who's a federal judge, may rule, and she should rule, that Jack Smith has no authority to pursue these charges because he is not a special counsel. We don't have a special counsel statute. He was not appointed by the president. He was not confirmed by the Senate. He doesn't have the authority. Judge Cannon makes that ruling, and it's very possible she will, because she's agreed to hear that in her courtroom after Massey pressed Garland on whether or not or how Jack Smith could be a special counsel. That means that all the charges against Trump related to the federal crimes of either the classified documents or J6, they go away. Gone. And, you know, New York, nobody cares. It's not hurting Trump at all. He's raising a ton of money off this. But listen to this loser, McCabe. You remember this guy from the Russiagate hoax. Take a listen.
And if he feels like he's been wronged in some way, then he focuses on revenge and vengeance. And so he's made it perfectly clear that that's what he's going to do. And in the process of seeking that, he is going to really, he runs the risk of really dismantling and greatly incapacitating the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that is something that Americans on both sides of the political aisle should be worried about. Yeah. We depend on those institutions to protect us.
Yeah, exactly right. This is a quick turnaround here because I went really long. But before I do, let me just play one more clip. This is Trump on Newsmax. The good news is people get it. We're raising money. You've got, you know, black people coming out, black supporters, and you've got people like 50 Cent coming and others coming and saying Trump is gangster. I mean, he's gangster. You had somebody else come out and say, you got all Joe Rogan, all these rappers now backing Trump because they see it. The system's rigged, and the system's rigged against him. This is Trump on Newsmax, cut 20.
Jack Smith is, I think he's a deranged person, actually, and it's shown that in his other prosecutions over the years. He always goes too far. But when they raided Mar-a-Lago, that was a total violation of my constitutional rights. And you know, all they had to do was ask. And you look at Biden, he had 50 years of documents, and he wasn't always, I mean, look, he was never the smartest guy, according to just about everybody. But he was always, you know, I mean, he was not, they basically said that he's innocent because he's incompetent. Okay. In other words, he can run for president, but he can't stand trial. Can you believe that? So we're going to let him run for president, but we'll exonerate him because he's incompetent. They said he's got no memory, got no this, got no that. We all know that anyway. But what it's so bad, it's making our justice system look so bad. The good news is the people get it, and I'm leading Biden by a lot, and we raised more money, I think, than has ever been raised in a short period of time. I don't think it's even close. And a lot of that money was small donor money. I think it was $71 average, $71. But we raised more money than, I mean, nobody ever saw. I think we did $58 million almost immediately after the verdict came out.
I'm just going to read this. I'm not going to say who said it to me, but she said, decency prohibits me from saying this out loud, but Beau Biden seems to have died in more places and in more ways than the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. That's very funny and very inappropriate. How dare you? I denounce that. I denounce that as wrong. And just in case you missed it, I'm going to read it one more time. Just to show you how I'm offended by this. Beau Biden seems to have died in more places and in more ways than the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. It's such an inside Easter egg to the Zioli army. I got a break. I'll be right back. Don't worry. We're coming right back.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And I got a lot more to say about that. But this is a wacky thing that Biden said today. Shocking, I know. But I'm going to get to that in just a second. This is a disgraceful thing that happened. And our friends that live at TikTok posted this. So in Connecticut, was a state trooper named Aaron Pelletier who was killed in the line of duty at a traffic stop. And they wanted to fly the American Blue Line flag to honor him. Instead, they flew the pride flag at half staff to honor him. The pride flag. Take a listen to this clip and the news report. It's just, it's beyond infuriating. Take a listen.
Great respect for our law enforcement community, and I realize the dangerous job that they do every day. Out of respect for the tragic death of State Trooper First Class Aaron Pelletier, we won't be raising the pride flag today. It's already up on the pole at half staff in honor of his passing.
It was a pride ceremony today at Weathersfield Town Hall, Governor Lamont in attendance. The flagpole at the center of the controversy. At last night's council meeting, Councilor Rich Bailey requested the town fly the American Blue Line flag in honor of TFC Aaron Pelletier, who was killed in the line of duty. Town council voted it down. What does the Blue Line flag mean to you?
Represent racism and antagonism to many, many people. And even if you don't personally believe that and you fly it at your own house and you think it means something to you that's much more positive, it's just not how many people feel about it. It's not appropriate to raise over our town hall, especially when our flag policy prohibits us from doing anything associated with hate.
With hate. So they flew the pride flag at half staff to honor this police officer. It's just ridiculous, outrageous. Here's Biden making a ridiculous and outrageous statement, claiming he knows Putin for over 40 years, even when he was an undercover KGB agent. Now, I don't know. Thing is, I don't know if Biden said this because, you know, he thinks he had dinner last night with Nikita Khrushchev and maybe Khrushchev told him that. Very possible. Or maybe he thinks that he had dinner with Karl Marx or Lenin. Well, the Marx wasn't Russian, but Lenin, I don't know. But either way, or maybe it's just because the mayor of Moscow, you know, was involved with the Biden crime family. Either way, this is during the 80th anniversary of D-Day when he talked to ABC News anchor David Muir. Cut number four.
Let me ask you about what Vladimir Putin said last night about this authorization of American weapons inside Russia. He said the supply of high-precision weapons to Ukraine for strikes on Russian territory is direct participation in this war. He went on to say that this is the way to serious problems and again talked about Russia's nuclear capabilities. Does that concern you?
I've known him for over 40 years. He's concerned me for 40 years. He's not a decent man.
How does he know Putin for 40 years? He was an undercover KGB agent. How does he know him for 40 years? Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
He's struggling to make sure he holds this country together. while still keeping this assault going. We're not talking about giving them weapons to strike Moscow, to strike the Kremlin, to strike in, just across the border where they're receiving significant fire from conventional weapons used by the Russians to go into Ukraine to kill Ukrainians.
He has no idea what the hell he's talking about. All right, listen, thank you for watching on YouTube if you did, and we'll do it again very soon. We got a final hour, one more hour coming up. More D-Day recognition straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and I got a lot more to say about that, but this is a wacky thing that Biden said today. Shocking, I know. But I'm going to get to that in just a second. This is a disgraceful thing that happened, and our friends that live at TikTok posted this. So in Connecticut, was a state trooper named Aaron Pelletier who was killed in the line of duty at a traffic stop. And they wanted to fly the American Blue Line flag to honor him. Instead, they flew the Pride flag at half staff to honor him. The Pride flag. Take a listen to this clip and the news report. It's just, it's beyond infuriating. Take a listen.
Great respect for our law enforcement community, and I realize the dangerous job that they do every day. Out of respect for the tragic death of State Trooper First Class Aaron Pelletier, We won't be raising the pride flag today. It's already up on the pole at half staff in honor of his passing.
It was a pride ceremony today at Weathersfield Town Hall, Governor Lamont in attendance. The flagpole at the center of the controversy. At last night's council meeting, Councillor Rich Bailey requested the town fly the American Blue Line flag in honor of TFC Aaron Pelletier, who was killed in the line of duty. Town Council voted it down.
What does the Blue Line flag mean to you?
Represent racism and antagonism to many, many people. And even if you don't personally believe that and you fly it at your own house and you think it means something to you that's much more positive, it's just not how many people feel about it. It's not appropriate to raise over our town hall, especially when our flag policy prohibits us from doing anything associated with hate.
With hate. So they flew the pride flag at half staff to honor this police officer. It's just ridiculous, outrageous. Here's Biden making a ridiculous and outrageous statement, claiming he knows Putin for over 40 years, even when he was an undercover KGB agent. Now, I don't know. Thing is, I don't know if Biden said this because, you know, he thinks he had dinner last night with Nikita Khrushchev and maybe Khrushchev told him that. It's very possible. Or maybe he thinks that he had dinner with Karl Marx or Lenin. Well, then Marx wasn't Russian, but Lenin, I don't know. But either way, or maybe it's just because the mayor of Moscow, you know, was involved with the Biden crime family. Either way, this is during the 80th anniversary of D-Day. When he talked to ABC News anchor David Muir. Cut number four.
Let me ask you about what Vladimir Putin said last night about this authorization of American weapons inside Russia. He said the supply of high-precision weapons to Ukraine for strikes on Russian territory is direct participation in this war. He went on to say that this is the way to serious problems and again talked about Russia's nuclear capabilities. Does that concern you?
I've known him for over 40 years. He's concerned me for 40 years. He's not a decent man.
How does he know Putin for 40 years? He was an undercover KGB agent. How does he know him for 40 years? Keep going. Sorry.
He's struggling to make sure he holds this country together while still keeping this assault going. We're not talking about giving them weapons to strike Moscow, to strike the Kremlin, to strike just across the border where they're receiving significant fire from conventional weapons used by the Russians to go into Ukraine to kill Ukrainians.
He has no idea what the hell he's talking about. All right, listen, thank you for watching on YouTube if you did, and we'll do it again very soon. We got a final hour, one more hour coming up. More D-Day recognition straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.